Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. No, a nigga don't really want to take his cool off,
boy.
So I just grab the
early in the morning, if you on my mind.
Hold up,
love the way I'm doing. So good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name. What's that? My bitch. Hold up. Whoa there. Let's capture this moment. If I hit it, then I own it. Marijuana every morning. On the drone, and girl, we groaning. But that pussy got me feeling like a kid with a streetlight phone.
Streetlight phone?
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
Talking to a grown ass man. Like, wait, too much is in your band for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off before I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly. Money so handsome. It's the fucking anthem. Get it? The fucking anthem.
Early in the morning.
Cause I don't really wanna talk too much shit, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we about to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That's it, look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rush, girl, let's just pace it to listen.
Early in the morning,
yeah.
When she's all alone, I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some water. Yeah, it's a lie. Just let the song play.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, people, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. And you already know what it is, man. It's Friday. Get your Ciroc bottles out, man. Your Moscato Rosé mix, baby. And get the bottles popping. Maybe get a shot of Patron or Jose Cuervo, whatever you're trying to do. But get your bottles up, baby. Because you know it's all inspired by Lil Marvin Gaye and some Chardonnay, baby. And we doing our thing, man. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? So we salute our boy Tupac this week. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? We definitely remembered him. So salute to him forever. And also, you know, we marked September 11th. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all those survivors and the people that lost somebody on September 11th. On top of that, man, we got a lot of hot new music, man. Shout out to my boy TDI holding us down each and every Monday. It goes down, Lush Radio Online. Along with that, we also got our boy Kel, Future Ghoul 100, who will be live in the building with us. Also on top of that, our girl Emma E2K is back in the building with us for a midnight. Midnight Hour each and every Tuesday and keeping it grown and sexy for y'all. So tune in every Tuesday at midnight. You know what I'm saying? There's some sexy things going on. And you know, it's Friday. Get the fuck out of here. Fridays, follow Fridays, man. It goes down on Lush Radio Online, man. And you know what I'm saying? Tonight, we got your boy King Kong. He's going to be live in the building with us, man. And that's provided by my boy OP. He got a song with Shorty Lowe, and he's going to be live on the line with us at 6 o'clock. So he's going to be calling in a few. Along with that, we also got our man, L.A. The Boom Man. He's doing this thing, turning up ATL down south, worldwide, international. He did sign Roscoe and everything, but he's going to go into more details about situations with that. But he's doing his thing. I mean, he's turning it up, and he's going to turn up the show tonight. So call in at 347-826-7722. And I said we're going to turn it up, man. Like I said, we're going to have L.A. The Boom Man live in the building. Along with that, we're going to have King Kong live in the building with us at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be turned up tonight, you know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. We got a lot of hot new music. How the hot little things is going on. Don't forget, to all my Nigerians all out there, green and white, is Nigeria's Independence Day coming up soon, October 1st. September the 30th, Taste Lounge is doing their own version of it. It's at 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast D.C. Also, we are media sponsors for Coast to Coast DJs Convention, which is going down. If you don't know, it's going down September 29th. Right now, they got registration specials. Buy two passes, get one free. This week only, this weekend, is the third annual Coast to Coast Convention, September 29th to October the 2nd at the Hilton Hotel, 1602 Biscayne Boulevard, downtown Miami, Florida. Register now at www.coasttocoastconvention.com. You already know what it is, man. They got a lot of hot people on a media panel and stuff. Friday, September 30th, the convention and registration launch party and artist award ceremony. Thursday, the 29th, is the Coast to Coast DJs Convention Mixer. And then October the 1st is the industry panel and main event. And Sunday, October the 2nd, is the industry panel and our standard producer showcase, man. It's going to be crazy. They got performing live. The Prince performing, and that's Kanye West, new artist, and that's hosted by Bigger Rankin. So y'all need to come check it out. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online is a media sponsor, so check for that. Y'all, you know what it is, man. Support that, and it's a lot of good look for that. Some of y'all artists that's trying to be, you know what I'm saying, in the building, up and coming. And if the broadcast is still trying to submit music to us, make sure you email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. And we are still looking for models because we are working on doing that calendar. So check for us. You already know what it is. Shout out to Lil Fats in the building, Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. Let go. And let's go to the phone lines. I think we got a call on the line. You know what I'm saying? Google, what it do, baby?
You already know. I'm just getting it in, man. Get my eat on right now. So shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody that's getting their grub on right now.
Enjoy.
Okay.
That's what it is. We got a call live on the line from the 240. What it do, baby?
What's goody?
What's good? Who this, fam?
Billy Blast. Lushy Lush. What's good, ma?
What up, Billy Blast? Long time no hear, my G. What's poppin' with you, man? Cali Bound.
Yeah, all day, you know, living it up in the sun, baby.
Living it up, man, doing it real big. Can I get a loan, son? Can I get a loan?
If I had your hand, baby, I'd cut mine off. What's good with you, though? I see you still doing your numbers as usual.
All day, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep it moving, keep doing my thug. This all day, every day, you know what I mean?
Hey, I heard you throw the email address out there for to send some beats to. I got access to fly some joints in.
I mean, you can fly some joints in, you know what I'm saying? Fly some joints in, you know what I'm saying? To CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. So some of these cats that we do have that we're interviewing, we can send them some of the stuff from coming from y'all producers out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. You know my claws though and all that already.
Oh, 24 hours, you got to extract it before, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that heat. Yeah, that heat. We don't want to be responsible. there are clauses that come attached to the music and all of that. But what's good, though? Yeah. Anything good?
Anything good, man. Well, what you doing over there? Billy Brass on the line, son.
That's my dude right there. Billy Brass, what it do, boy?
What's goody, Playboy? How you?
Maintaining, man. Everything moving right now, man. Trying to make it.
I see it.
Make it in New York. I make it in New York. I can make it anywhere.
I see it, man. I see it, man.
So that's what it is right there. So what's good with you, man? How's everything, man?
I mean, you know, slow motion, man. I'm chilling, man. You know, making it happen, man. Beats is not.
Man, he out there in LA basking in the sun and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what he's doing out there.
Yeah,
over there
flow.
With them Hollywood players and stuff. I'm about to be up there next year, man. I'm going to go check
Bro,
it out. I'm about to crash
out?
Right at your house, Billy.
Yeah, all day. Let's make it happen all day. I give you the we're gonna be at an undisclosed location, so you know I'll fly you in the coordinates. We don't have addresses no more. We have coordinates now, longitude, latitude, and all that. You know what I mean?
I'll get those coordinates right.
Yo, you a black stupid yo. Oh man,
yeah.
So I don't know. You know who we got tonight? We got our boy Boom Man live in the line with us tonight at 7 o'clock. And then we got King Kong live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Boom Man is doing a lot of things down in the South worldwide doing his thing. So he's going to be coming in here talking and discussing to us about his business and everything like that. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, we definitely remembered Tupac this past week and also September 11th. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, that's definitely a tragedy that happened. You know, a while ago and stuff. Where was you at, Bugsy, when September 11th happened?
You mean Billy?
I mean Billy. My bad, Billy.
Oh yeah, I was waiting for Bugsy to answer.
Yo, that wasn't his cue. That was not his cue.
I'm on medication right now, son.
He didn't even take that cue. He ain't even move.
Well, I was like, all right, we found out what Bugsy was doing and all that.
Oh, shit.
You trying to hear what Bugsy was doing.
Oh, my God. Billy, my bad, son. Where were you at September 11th, son?
Yo, I was actually, it was crazy because I was at work. I was working in a mental hospital. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So, like, it was on the news and all that, you know, the planes flew into the building, but I was working with some psychiatric patients, but the way that they came with it, they were saying that the train crashed into the building.
Wow.
I'm like, what? You know, I'm thinking they fucking. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Go sit down somewhere and chill out. They're like, no, the train crashed into the building.
Yep.
I turned on the news. I'm like, oh, snap. I see the trade center smoking up and all that. Man, I was like, damn. That was a pretty intense day.
Wow. That's definitely some crazy stuff right there, man. Did you have family in New York around that time when the situation happened?
Yeah, but luckily, man, you know, by the grace of God, none of my family was caught up in that, you know, in the situation. But, you know, by all means, salute to everybody who lost some loved ones, because I know a lot of people lost, you know, a lot of people, you know what I mean, in that situation, firefighters, co-workers, and all of that, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. Hey, Guru, where were you at, man, on September 11th, man?
I was at work, too, man. I mean, I was working in Jersey, but, you know, yeah, I remember something. Off my balcony, I got a bird's-eye view of New York City. So the buildings that was once there, you know, they not there no more, you know. So that it got a special, like, even when I got home that day, went to the balcony to kind of watch it from there because I had been hearing it on the news all that day. And I'm just tripping because, of course, I can still see the Statue of Liberty, but, like, with those towers down, and I had just seen them the day before from the balcony, man, like, you're not going to forget that. You're not going to forget that impression, man. What was once there is not there anymore, like, you know. So, like, I mean, I got a nice bird's eye view of New York City, like, from the balcony, but, like, not to see those buildings up no more and to hear, like, what happened during the course of the day. I mean, when I got back to the crib, I could still see the smoke, smolder, everything. I was living that shit. It was like, it was crazy. It's one thing to be able to see it on the news, but when you could actually, you got an actual view of, like, what's happening around you, like, that's even more kind of intense, man. And, you know, like Billy Glass said, like, to all the people that lost loved ones, you got to carry on their memory, you know, and just, you know, hold on to those memories, man.
That's crazy. And you know, the crazy thing about it is, I was sitting there, I just came out of my basic and NIT training from the military. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like coming from running and stuff, and I'm looking at the news, and I'm seeing this, and I'm like, oh, man, about to get sent out to war. And you know, they called me, and we was out and about, man. And it was crazy because this is something that you would never think would happen. And then I'm trying to call New York, and they shut all the phone lines down, just like that earthquake happened. You couldn't call in. People couldn't call in or call out. Everything was shut down. It was crazy, you know. And and one of my uncles actually worked inside of the Twin Towers, but thank God he didn't have to work that day, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, you know, that lost somebody and the people that survived that whole situation, because it definitely was a terrible situation that happened. But on some good news, though, man, it's a lot of good music that I'm starting to see. People are trying to come back, you know what I'm saying, out of the roughness of this so-called music industry. People are still coming out. You've seen a lot of, you know, pop music. People are getting more crazy and crazier. And, you know what I mean, and you got a lot of new artists coming out. And I feel like they're focusing on a lot of the little kids nowadays. They're definitely trying to groom the little kids nowadays and stuff to come out with some stuff. I mean, what do you think the market is right now, Ghoul and Billy? What do you think the market is? Is it aimed towards the kids, or, I mean, you think people our age or the teenagers have a chance, or is it getting more towards the kids now?
Well, it depends on, I mean, what artists you talking about, like today. Right now, you still got the R&B cats that's out here doing it for the grown and sexy crowds, you know. Like, we can't lose that, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you got to look at what's happening on the shelves, man. If you go take a look at what some of these stores got on the shelves, you're going to see, man, you know. So, I mean, it's right now, it's just about everybody. There's music out there for everybody, but, you know, it's just that what you get bombarded with, like, it's whatever media you know, choose to listen to, whether it's online radio, you got the throwback channels, you got all of that. You know, it's just that when you listen to mainstream radio, then that's when you think it's just like, oh, wow, this is for the kids. But, you know, cats got to stay on their grind, man, and find out, you know, what's popping. You really got to get yourself in position, especially if you're on the producer side of things. You're like, well, damn, who am I going to do beats for now? Like, you know, you gotta keep working. You gotta keep grinding to see what's popping out here, man. Where the budgets is at, you know.
That's how I don't know what producers are thinking. That I know who I'm making records for.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's a lot of producers that's out there spinning their wheels, man. You gotta keep it real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just don't know how.
Well, I'm starting to see producers like, I mean, you know, that are tapping into other markets. Like, take for instance, Swiss Beats, man. Your man is tapping into the shoe market. And I just seen him do the Simon Says joint. You know, the Simon joint that we used to hit the buttons. Now they got the little block one. He's going to commercial for that. So I'm seeing a lot of the, you know, the people jumping into the commercials and doing the, you know, like the legend companies.
Like, yeah.
Shows and all that. And this is when I have another question, right? How a lot of kids, a lot of these kids that I'm seeing from, like, Disney Channel and Nickelodeon, they were receiving Grammy Awards and all that stuff. Like, what's going on? They just, like, came out. Like, how they getting Grammy Awards and stuff like that? I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the industry. All of a sudden, they just jumping out and stuff. Any kid that comes, for some reason, if you come from Nickelodeon, you come from Disney Channel, you're, like, prone to get, a Grammy Award or some kind of award. Like, they groom their kids to just have awards. I don't understand what's going on.
Nah, cause you know what it is. You know what it is. You gotta look at the demographics of it. You know what I mean? The kids that's getting Grammys is because of the fact that the parents the parents that are looking at the music industry right now, like, yo, like, what are they putting out and all of that, are the same parents who are saying, like, this music that is out right now is corny or whatever, but those are the same parents that are buying that Nickelodeon and that Disney music for their children.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So it automatically, you know, right under the radar, you know, nobody pays attention to it, but right under the radar, you know what I mean, these kids is coming out and they getting Grammys and all of that because of the fact of the parents are trying to keep their kids in situations, so keep their kids listening to positive music and all of that. So they're going out and buying them these Disney records and these Nickelodeon records and all that. The next thing you know, you're like, wait a minute, how did they win a Grammy? Like, everybody was like, you know, for instance, Willow Smith. You know, they was like, yo, how did Willow Smith get an award? Because you got to understand that she's, you know, she had every girl under the age of 16 waving their hand back and forth.
Yeah.
You understand?
Also, you know, not just that, you know what I'm saying? She got the superstar parents on top of that also. I mean, she got
I was actually just trying to, you know, just tap in on her talent a little bit, but you know, it also helps if you know Will Smith and Jada is your mother and father, you know what I mean? You know, and that also helps too. It's just like a lot of people right now is like, it's a lot of things, you know, going around like, yo, how could Lil Wayne sell 1 million records in the first week? You know what I mean? People is like, yo, he couldn't do that. You know, they saying baby buying records and all that. But nobody takes the time to think about it. The reason why a lot of people are saying that is because of the fact that the only competition that he has to go up against is Jay-Z and Kanye. So they like, if Jay and Kanye can't sell 1 million, how Lil Wayne going to sell 1 million? But what you got to do is you got to look at the demographics. Wayne's past 3 albums sold 1 million-plus the first week.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So when you put them up against Jay and Kanye, they like, oh, nah, if Jay and Kanye can't do it, Lil Wayne can't do it. But what you got to understand is that Lil Wayne has the audience from at least 15 on up to we'll say as far up as 30 in certain cases.
Yeah, he
you know
does.
What I mean? Jay
he has that younger starting crowd. He has that younger crowd with
Jay
and Kanye. Even though some young kids listen to him, but they more geared towards the 21 and up, you know what I'm saying, and generation. And Lil Wayne is getting the white kids that are like freaking 14, 15, and he's getting the black kids that's like 15, 14 and up. So, I mean, he has that demographic, so, I mean, he's going to sell, regardless if the joint sucks or not.
Lil Wayne's records is all over, like, the country. Like, it's, if you're looking at how he could have actually sold 1 million records, when you go to Walmart, his records are on the shelf. Like, and, you know, you can say what you want. If Baby decides to buy a few 100,000 copies, you know, as a smart, like, businessman move, like, they could wash that off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that really ain't about nothing. Number one, record company's been doing that for years, okay? Like, so if you're going to create an interest, it's like, yo, damn, his numbers is up. He sold that many? So a smart businessman is going to go buy that product anyway, whether, you know, they use them for promotional CDs or whatever. Like, that's optional, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to do it, sometimes you don't. But if you still look at the numbers, Can Baby go buy 1 million off the shelf, or can he buy back a bunch of records and then redistribute them later? Yes, he could. So that's part of the deal. Like with a lot of record companies. So like just think on the term like this. He can't sell that many records because there's a bunch of Walmarts in different states all over the country. So if you see Lil Wayne on the shelf and you know who he is, and it's standing right there on the end cap at Walmart, you're going to pick it up. So that could very equal 1 million very fast, you know. So, like, if they leaving the shelves at Walmart and they got to re-up, then you better believe those numbers is looking right, you know.
You know what you also do? You take a poll, man. Take a poll. Take 10 kids from the ages of 17 to 20, right? Take 10 kids from the ages of 17 to 20 and ask them to tell you 5 Jay-Z or 5 Kanye records, and ask them to tell you 5 Wayne records, and ask them if they know any lyrics to any of those 5 records. I guarantee you,
I guarantee you 7 out of 10 of them kids can recite Wayne records and know Wayne records way before they know Jay and Kanye joints.
That's true. That's true. That's because he got that market. I mean, those kids, to them right now at this point, what's his name is Lil Wayne is like their number one artist right now. I mean, they're the artist right now. Like other than that, like it's I mean Kanye and them are more of a mature like get towards more of a mature crowd. They're not geared toward the children anymore. You know what I'm saying? They're not really worried about that. You know what I'm saying? So they're not really geared towards the kids no more. So Lil Wayne still has that market, and plus he still has those, you know, he has the Nickies and the Drakes and the you know, Tiger and all of them under there. So they also target that market too. So he'll have that part market no matter what at the end of the day.
I want to know one thing, though. And I know this is probably, like, big on everybody's list, but, like, who in the hell told that man that it was okay to wear them pants before he got on that stage? Who said that was okay? Like, he coming out the dress room like, yo, what's up, how I look? They like, yo, you the shit right now, Wayne. You gonna kill it. Like, you know, who was back there co-signing like, yo, the pants is dope.
I don't know.
Like, who said that was okay, man? I was like, yo, you know, you kind of lost me with the stockings, the leopard print stockings, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Just wondering what, you know, with that kind of outfit, you just wondering who he's trying to reach. You know, that's how you gotta look at it, because if people,
man, like, them shits were so tight, like, you
can get the dude in their mouth and everything like that, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't matter who you're trying to approach the
world.
Oh my God.
Like, yo, you know, but I'm going to, you know, like, don't get me twisted, though. I'll tell you by all means, if my phone was to beep right now and it was a representative of Lil Wayne talking about he wanted to buy the track, I probably wouldn't even click back over to talk to y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? I keep it 100. You know what I mean? Pants or no pants, it don't make me a difference. I'm sending them beats.
Yo, hey, I mean, all I'm saying is that music has gotten weirder and weirder. Some of these videos don't make sense to me. I don't be understanding what they be talking about. On top of that, you know what I'm saying, like Lady Gaga, I mean, I just saw one video of hers, and I was completely lost for words. Like, one section she's a mermaid, another section she's some gothic crazy woman, and now she's a man. I don't know what's going on, but she's gone, above and beyond. I don't know, but, you know, shout out to her, because she's a rich heifer. She's rich. Anybody can retire off of the type of money she got right now. But that's her. I mean, I'm gone. I'm lost off of her. We got King Kong featuring Shorty Low, Gone Rock, and we're gonna come right back on Lush Radio Online. We got Billy Blast, my boy, and Future Ghoul 100 representing Jersey Live in the building with us. Let's go.
Well, let go.
I get inside them fast and put them on the squirt scene. Kill it like a murder scene.
bang out on a pile full of money, on a bed full of money. So
I'm just saying, he just let this stick, right? I mean, it wasn't too long ago she was with Kanye and stuff. I'm just saying that if they did, you know, allegedly that's what I heard. But like, even if they did, like, that's kind of bad though. And Kim Kardashian, that's another thing. Like, what's wrong with like these celebrity weddings? Like, I don't know. Somebody's cooking it with pans or something. What's going on with it? But these celebrity weddings and stuff, like Kim Kardashian, like, they made this whole extravaganza, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was the queen of England or something. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on, you know what I'm saying? You smash Ray J, and all of a sudden you become this goddess and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it was a black chick, it'd be a different story. But now, you know what I'm saying, she getting praised and all that stuff. And doing all this, I'm like, what's going on? I don't know, man. I don't know. This world is crazy, man. I wonder how long this thing gonna last.
Hey, like,
hey, Guru, what are you doing? You cooking in the kitchen, man?
Why I gotta be Guru? That is not Guru. See there? You always think it's me. That's some bull crap.
It sounds like you. You always in a noisy area. Is that you, Billy? You cooking?
Well,
I was in this place and somebody was doing something where I was at. That's why I had to slide off.
I caught that for Billy Blast just now. That'd be done. That's all right, Billy. You my G, yo. You my man, so you know. You know how you got it.
No question.
You gotta take it. This the boss right here. She thinks it's me. I made that.
Oh man.
About to get rolled up, Billy Blast.
Oh, man. You crazy, man. So Jay and Beyonce got a baby, allegedly, or pregnant or whatever. Whatever is clever. But you know what I'm saying? I wonder what the baby going to look like for real. I hope the baby takes on more Beyonce looks than anything. You know what I'm saying? Because
wow.
I really...
Wow.
it would be really weird, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See what the baby look like, but I mean, it is what it is, but good luck to them on their baby, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the joint don't be like a half Campbell with a bad weave and shit, but you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story.
Even if it is, that baby will never see a hard day in its life.
Yeah.
That baby would never have to work ever.
You're going to have to, if it's a boy, call him.
Go ahead.
If it's a boy, call him JB, yo. You're going to have to call him J for J and B for Beyonce. Call him JB. Call
JB.
Little nigga JB. Call it a day. You got JB, you got Jay-Z. Whatever.
JB.
Now let me be the godfather. Shit, you know, I can do some things. I promote his little ass, too.
Whoa. Man, freak that. Yo, if somebody was the babysitter, imagine the babysitter of that baby, son. You know how much money they would get paid, a nanny? Shit.
Well, you know, hey, you know how Arnold Schwarzenegger did it? He was banging on his nanny, so you don't know if that's such a good idea. He was burning down on that ass. I mean, keep it real. Nanny's about to be faded out the picture right now. They fucking with the big boys. Nannies don't know their place. They giving it up. Nannies do not know their place, yo. If I had a nanny, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. We talking about giving it up, man. Shout out to Big Sean. He doing his thing out there, man. And this drink is called Ass. And everybody love ass, whether it's man's ass or female's ass. We love ass, 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 ass.
Now make that mother hammer sound like. Wobble, wobble, I'm stacking my paper. My wallet looks like a Bible. I got girlies half naked, that look like the grotto. I always anorexic and in your ass is colossal. Like, woo! Drop that air, make it boomerang. Take my belt off, beat them pooty tang. Tippy towel, tippy tay. You gon' get a tip today. Wait, that? You gon' get some good. I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good, I'm making her wait. They pay me respect, they pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex. Do it. bounce that, bounce that. It's the roundest. You the best, best. You deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that dance, 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 dance. Stop, stop. Now make that mother, mother hammer sound like. Drop it, drop it. You got everybody in here. Oh my gosh, it's bad. I'm your dada. White girls go gaga. When it sticks out, they bust it open like the yayas a piñata. Look down, tell me what's up. Girl, you talk too much. Shut up. I got that mad, you know it always nut up. And it got an attitude, no wonder why I stuck up. Pop it, then backflip. Your gymnastics got me ecstatic. Your whole crew look like a pageant. I'm dropping cash tip and some taxes. Woo! Do it. Girl, you got me about to pass out. I'm wondering if Cupid gave you a few shots. Cause I'm in love with that dance, 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 dance. Now make that mother, mother hammer sound like.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
I'm on all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight. We're always so, we might not get tomorrow.
Hundreds. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have Boom Man Live on the show with us. So you already know what it is. So, we want to talk to Guru. Is there any new things that's going on, man, that you want to tell the people about that's going on with you and some promotional things and promotional packages that we got going on?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, just grinding hard. You know, I'm now officially on board with the Belize Group. You know, it's a company that manages celebrity DJs like Marcus Spott, DJ Rob Swift. I just got Lazy K on board. And we grinding, man. You know, it's a good look. Y'all go to BelizeGroup.com and check that out. You know, it's a hot little situation we got popping over there. And, you know, it's going down, man. Music-wise, you know, I support Boom Man. You know, y'all can check out the Twitter page I got for the MMI, and that's at MMI underscore NJ underscore NYC. That's MMI underscore NJ underscore NYC. So I'm bringing that whole movement up north. And, you know, that's how I do it, man. Anybody that's down south popping, man, I get them popping up north. That's how we got to do it, man. Make sure to get it in the DJ's hands, doing some PR and stuff like that for the whole team. Shout out to my homie G, man, who brought me into that whole situation. So we grinding out here. Shout out to my boy Silly De Niro. He's an A&R at Harrell Records. You know, I mentioned this to Lust, that it's about to be a good look, man, for NYC. You know, I should be having my own office in NYC pretty soon, you know, because we moving over there. You know, we going to have some big things popping, you know, promo call center, something like that. So we just going to go in with it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And for all y'all cats that definitely need your promo going on, y'all either holler at Google, Future Google 100, you know what I'm saying, or Less Radio Online and stuff. Anything you need promotion-wise or you need video done, anything like that, you still want to send us that music and stuff, send it to us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. Shout out to one of our sponsors, Making It Magazine. They have our ad in the magazine, so check for them. Also, check out CapitalMag.com. They also have a spread on me live on there, and we also are going to be featured in their next issue of Making a Magazine, so look for that. So also, like I said, Coast to Coast DJs, they're doing their thing September the 29th, so check for that. So we got L.A. the Bull Man, and we got from him called Man, they're going to make me feature in Future, and we're going to play that joint right now. And we're going to come right back on Less Radio Online. L.A. the Pool Man, let it go.
See, we some extravagant niggas, man.
Keep all hate.
Everywhere we go, they gon' know what the fuck going on.
Man, booming
nigga. Let's start with the motherfucking check up, nigga.
DJ, Ben, fuck, nigga.
They gon' make me hit the lot and buy a couple cars. They gon' make me hit the club and buy the bar. They gon' make me take their main bitch to my place. They done made me mad.
Catch that foot electric. These niggas wanna talk that rap talk, but I'm about to fucking end.
actor. And when I speak on 1,000, you know I speak a factor. I put my lawyer on the phone and called up the contractor. I had to get the house built up from where y'all niggas get killed. I go and spend that little rap show money when I hit Phil. Still jigging off the metal, going cash out on the spaceship. He flown the diamond, got me walked around the club, too still. I'm an astronaut, nigga, everything up instead of going to copper Audemars. Go and get that Lambo, nigga, turn up on your whole squad. I go to Mars and take your bra, she going with me to Avatar. By the bar, I don't do the bar, I'm standing on the furniture.
They gon' make me hit the lot and buy a couple cars. They gon' make me hit the club and buy the bar. They gon' make me take they main bitch to my place. They done made me mad.
my boy Future Groove 100. That's one of his favorite joints from Boom Man Boomin'. Groove, what up, dogs? Groove, you there?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Groove?
Yeah, that's
like I said, we had Groove out in line with us and stuff. Like I said, Boom Man is coming on the show with us in a few minutes and stuff. That was Man Down right there. And we got another song from Boom Man that we're going to play. It's from TT Boy, a.k.a. 2 Chainz, and you Gotti, and Yo Gotti up in here. Here we go. We'll be right back on Let's Radio Online.
Yeah.
Him and my street associates.
Yeah.
3LG. Okay.
Boom,
okay.
Man, boom.
Let's do it.
Boom,
let's
man,
do it.
Boom. It.
Model popping. Model watching. Still a DJ play my phone.
Up in here, that right there was from your man Boom Man Boomin', you know what I'm saying? We up in here, and that's the hot song from your boy, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're going to have your man, Boom Man, L.A. the Boom Man, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And let's go check on the line, because you know what I'm saying? We played the song from Boom Man featuring Future. They're going to make me play that joint. You know what I'm saying? We had the one for T.T. Boy, and You Gotti up in here. You know what I'm saying? And we got Man Down. So, you know what I'm saying? The dude is burning up the airways, and he's booming all over the place, man. So let's go to the phone lines and see who we got on the line with us right now. You live on the line on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? What's popping?
Boom, man. Boom, man. Boom, man.
What up, man? What's popping with you, homie?
Nah, much, man. You know, I'm out here getting to it. I'm booming right now, man. I got this. I just got through doing a drop. Now I'm on here with you, and I got a photo shoot for a cover of a magazine. Doing it all at the same time. Let's get it.
That's why they call you Boom Man Booming, because you booming all over the place, player.
Booming. Get to it, man. MMI in the building, man. Let's go.
That's what it is, man. Let's give you some Lush Radio love, baby. We appreciate you, man, for coming through. You could be anywhere else, but you here with us, man, for real.
Man, all day, every day, anytime, man. We working, man.
That's what it is.
I'm
Boom. That's Future Guru 100 representing Jersey. Say what's up to Boom Man, Guru.
Well, man, you know I got you, bro. You know, I'm real excited about the whole movement, man. And I got to give a shout out to the homie G. Y'all can see him on Twitter. My underscore G underscore ETG, and MMI Movement Street Associates is real big. So I got to give a shout out to G for bringing me into the whole situation. And, you know, me and Boom have been going back and forth on the DMs, man, but we got to link up, you know, and really chop it up about what we about to do and bring this music up north. You know, Boom, I know what it is. I got the Twitter popping, the MMI underscore NJ underscore NYC. He already know that. He already follows the page.
Yeah.
Y'all know how we gonna do it. We gotta bring this movement up north, man, and take it worldwide, boy.
And we gonna get there, man. We gonna get there, man. It's inevitable, man. Can't nobody stop what God got planned. Let's go.
Yeah.
You already
know.
ETG,
that's what
man.
Boom, man, we definitely honored to have you live on the show, man. I mean, everybody talking about you in the streets, on the airways, on the internet. I mean, the movement is retarded. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? Talk to us, man. What inspired you to get into this music industry, fam?
You know, I started out, I signed K.E. on the track, you know, who did the Swag Surfing record. Yeah, all the J Money, the futuristic sign that came out the 80, Young L.A., 36 Souls, we in this thing. You know, I signed Roscoe Dash, and K.E. also made the All The Way Turned Up, the show out, then No Hands came about, you know, the whole thing like that, man. So that's how I got my foot in the game. Then after that, man, once that did what it did, my team said, man, look, man, you need to be the face of this MMI movement, man. So I said, man, you know what? I'm going to do that because I already been doing music with K.E. just for fun, you know what I'm saying? And people was already the music. I was in the clubs just for fun, turning up parties as well. So that's how we got started in the whole thing, man. Now it's a takeover.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, you know, making moves, INC, what made you come up with that whole concept right there, fam?
Man, that's crazy. I'm going to tell you what happened, man. I was in, me and my partner, Kerry, he the vice president of MMI, right? We back in the
mm-hmm.
day. I said around like 04, you know what I'm saying? We was in the hooking up cars, you know what I'm saying? Shutting the city down with the candy paint, the matching spinning wheels and all that stuff back in the day. And I was like, man, we finna start, I'm gonna crank up a little custom auto shop, you know what I'm saying? Selling rims and speakers and TVs and stuff. And I was gonna call it Making Moves, you know what I'm saying? Making Moves Incorporated. Well, unfortunately, that kind of fell through. And I already had the business license and stuff, and I just switched it over into the entertainment, and now we got Making Moves Incorporated, man. You can make moves doing anything. You making moves right now, baby, with your Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? You making moves right now. You officially MMI, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. I got officially inducted in, huh? That's what's up. Appreciate that, man.
That's what the takeover about. It's about finding people who really making moves and what they doing and what they craft. And, flying into the world and doing something positive. Right here, man, we ain't out here selling no dope or trying to rob, kick no doughs or nothing like that, man. We trying to stay positive. We trying to make good music. We trying to give the people what they want and let people know, man, if you really get out here in these streets and you really get out here and hustle and perfect your craft, man, you will be making moves. You can be booming too.
Definitely. And I know you were born in California, actually, and then moved to Atlanta. That's where the L.A. comes from?
Nah, the L.A. is short for my real name, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, your real name? Okay.
Yeah, it's short for my real name, you know what I'm saying, L.A., you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, I ain't saying my real name, you know my real name. My mom and dad gave me the name with LaVour. It's L.A. capital V-O-U-R, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
okay.
L.A., that's where the L.A. come from.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. No problem. And another thing that I wanted to actually, you know, commend you on because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't really highlight, you know, going to school and stuff. You actually attended Morris Brown College, actually, and stuff. You know, I definitely commend you on that, you know what I'm saying? You know, attending school and going out there and doing your thing also because, you know what I'm saying, getting those fundamentals also is a great thing, you know, especially to help you in regards to business and everything like that.
Right, man. But, you know, I see you done your homework, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I didn't finish Morris Brown because they lost their accreditation, so I end up doing it in the military, man. But, you know, a lot of my education come from my mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got good home training. She raised me the right way. But then I got kids, too, so I'm trying to raise them the right way. So, man, we got to be a role model to our kids, man. So, you know, I don't want them to see their daddy looking crazy out here, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't trying to raise them in that way. But, you know, this is entertainment. We're going to entertain the world. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to blow a lot of money. We're going to goddamn rock with the bad chicks. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, at the same time, even though with that, but still at the fact, you know what I'm saying, even attempting, you know what I'm saying, going to school, even though you finished, you still got, you know, some, you know, you still got some form when on top of that, you know, you also got the street education also, and also
right.
with you owning your own business on top of that, you know what I'm
right.
saying, you know, the different fundamentals and stuff for making you being the powerful move maker that you are, you know what I'm saying, nowadays and pushing forward in what you're doing right now in the business also.
Right, exactly, man. I always encourage people to better themselves, man, mentally first, you know what I'm saying? Like, with me, man, I read a couple books. I read a Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. I read Think and Grow Rich, you know what I'm saying? I self-educated myself when I was over in Iraq, man. I did a lot of educating myself, just reading a lot of business, looking up, doing a lot of history on a lot of different things, man. That's what inspired me to have my business mind that I'm on. And so, you know, out of that, man, we booming, we rocking. It changed my whole way of thinking. So now, man, I'm just hungry, you know what I'm saying, and try to use my brain that God gave me to make moves. That's what we doing. We making moves.
That's what it is, man. And you was over there in Iraq. I was there also. So, cool. So shout out to all my military soldiers out there. I'm ex-Army myself, so, you know what I'm saying, salute to you, too.
You got to listen to that track. You know, I got a track on the current mixtape I dropped called Military. It's real. You're going to be able to relate to that. Featuring Keep
That's
On God.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
They gotta slime me in that one. They gotta slime me in that one because I definitely want to hear that. For real.
Yeah, you get to hear that military going. That's actually my favorite song on the whole tape.
That's what's up. I bet it is because you know no one will really understand, you know, the things that we go through being a soldier,
right.
being in the military unless you've been one. You know what I mean? For
right.
real.
Right.
You know, it's definitely some serious stuff out there, man. But I salute you, you know what I'm saying, serving the country too, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I definitely want to get that song. When they able to slide me in that one, I'm going to go get that one also. We played like three of your joints earlier, but we still going to rock them because I definitely, you know, I got a newfound connection with you too. You know what I'm saying? You being ex-military also, fam, for real.
I already.
So I'm going to throw it over there to Ghoul, man, because I know, you know what I'm saying, he's definitely one of your biggest fans and supporters also. Ghoul, you got questions for Boom, man?
A few people in the MMI, I know Boom, man, he got a lot of support, man. And you know, if you look on the Twitter, man, how it's popping, you can see a lot of people putting MMI stamps on their name on the Twitter, which is a beautiful thing.
You know, so we got to shout out Snap at MMI, Danny Baby at MMI, MMI Dynasty. It's really going on and on and on. And I just want to ask him, man, about some of the, like, because KE on the track is killing him with them beats, man. And you got Will of Fool who did the We Up In Here joint. You know I got all exclusives, man, but, like, tell us how that feeling is, man, to see all that love, man. And, you know, when you dropping them jewels, you know I see you dropping them jewels on the Twitter. And, by the way, I read that same book, man, Think and Grow Rich, and that's really what changed my life. Right before I came to Twitter, you know, a couple of years ago, I had read that book. And that's right. What got me on me starting a promotion team. I didn't want to just be on Twitter talking about I do promotions. I wanted to build a promotion team, and that's what I have done. You know what I mean? So we blasting out to a lot of people, man. So, but tell us what it is, man, to see all that love you getting right now on the Twitter and how everybody's saying, boom, man, going in. They just putting boom, man, booming out there. Some shit you created that people is loving it. Now, tell us what that's like, man.
Yeah, man, it feels great, man, because I put a lot of hard work into what I do, man. Like, I do this for real, man. This ain't no make for me. This ain't take for
Hello, can you hear us?
You heard me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, baby.
No, I just let them know, man. We do this for real, man. This is not a game. This is not play. This is real life, man. It's real people involved. It's real energy involved. It's real money involved. You know what I'm saying? I invested back into myself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people doubt it, but you're going to have that in the world. I use it as motivation to get out here and really start booming, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is for real. You know, a lot of people got that drawback money, man. I ain't got none of that, man. This is me, man. I work off the sweat off my own brow, man. We booming for real out here, man. Lead that.
Definitely. What gives you motivation? What's that thing that makes you tick? When you get in the booth and you get on a stage and you go and perform, what's that main thing that just gets you hyped, gets you ready and amped up to do what you do the best?
Man, just the fact that people is really rocking with me and believing what I got going on, man. If it wasn't for the people believing what I got going on, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now. So that's my motivation. You know what I'm saying? You know, my kids is my motivation. My family is my motivation. My mom who got cancer, she my motivation. You know what I'm saying? My sister who in the military, she my motivation. You know what I'm saying? My MMI family who believe and support me, even the ones that don't even get paid, they just do it because love me, who I am as a person, and they support what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? They my motivation. So, you know, that's what it is.
That's what it is, man. Salute to you, Cat, for doing that, for real, man. You definitely doing your thing out there. Talk to us about, you know what I'm saying, the projects and everything that we got looking forward and the new project that's going on now that we need to look for in the videos and everything like that, man.
Right. You know, I just shot the Man Down video featuring Gucci, man. You know, he just got locked back up, so free Gucci. We got the We Up In Here video that's finna come soon. I'm finna try to shoot this military real soon. I'm finna reshoot the Bad Chicks official video soon. We trying to make it all the way up to the 106 in Park and the MTV, man. It's independent grinding at its finest. You know, we're not back. I'm not stamped by nobody. You know, a lot of these artists out here, they stamped by another artist that made it and paid the way. That's what make it even harder for me. I ain't got no vouch. Ain't nobody came through and said, boom, man, the next hot person. Man, this is all pure hustle, pure grind. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we got coming up. We booming.
Definitely. And one thing I do respect about you, boom, man, and your whole group and the whole movement you got is that you take it back to the old school hustle. You take it back to the old school touring and everything like that. You don't wait for nobody. You come out and you go out and you buy out these clubs or you go to these spots and you tour yourself. You make your own tour. You create your own situation. You don't wait for nobody. And people come and they follow. And if they, you know what I'm saying, they either jump on the wave or they get washed up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're doing it like they should be doing it. You know what I'm saying? You're not waiting on nobody, which I respect about you.
Man, I ain't never seen nobody make no money sitting around. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when they start to sit around and watch TV or sit around and smoke weed all day. That ain't me, man. You got to go get it. You got to go get it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely got to go get it. I know this is totally off subject, but I was watching a video of you, right?
And I just had to say, you got some real pretty teeth, man. For real. Some real pretty teeth. For real.
I appreciate that.
Definitely, you got some pretty teeth. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of people that got pretty teeth out here, but you got some pretty teeth, man. I just had to give you that compliment real quick, son. For real.
Definitely.
Oh, man. But you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know you like, girl, she crazy as I don't know what, but that's real talk, man. There's a lot of people out here, man, they don't got pretty teeth, but you got some pretty teeth, man. So I just had to give you that shout-out, man. Real. Shout-out to all them pretty teeth people out there. Real talk. But I'm going to throw it back over there to Guru and stuff so he can ask you some more questions and stuff over there in Jersey. Guru,
yeah.
You got a question for him?
Yeah, I definitely gotta let Boom Man know, man, that you know, for the most part, I respect the whole grind. You know, when you can see like how it's supposed to be done on an independent level, as somebody that's willing to put some money into their own self, invest into their own self, whether it's billboards, you know, because I do outdoor media too. But when I see what's going on out there in the ATL with y'all, and you got the walking billboards, you got the billboard trucks, you know. And I know, like, this is what it takes for artists out here to be successful, to get that brand out there, to get noticed, to have some hot graphics, you know, and let their website be known, man. Just tell us what it takes, like, for the people that don't know, like, yo, I'm supposed to be investing myself or what? If they still questioning themselves about, yo, I got to get something going so I can invest in myself. Tell these cats what it is to really just put it down on this promo for yourself, man, like investing in yourself. Whether it's magazines, billboards, promo online, like whatever, man. Just tell them how important it is, man. I want to hear that, man.
Man, if you don't believe in yourself, man, don't expect nobody else to believe in you. If you ain't investing in yourself, man, don't expect nobody else to invest in you, man. Like, real talk, like ain't nobody trying to put their money behind somebody that's just walking around here feeling themselves. You know? At the end of the day, man, believe in yourself, you put your money on yourself. You get where I'm coming from? So, you know, that's what I look at even when I'm signing artists. You know, so I'm looking for those people that's hungry, that's going out there taking the extra mile. That's what a lot of these people looking at these days, man. But a person that invests in themselves and go for it for real, man, you can't do nothing but get behind people like that, man. You know what I'm saying? They're taking chances. They're taking risks. And like me, I live by that saying, man. I'd rather live with, you know what I'm saying, consequences than regrets. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You got to take risks out here in life, man. You got to jump out there and walk in faith because, you know, only person that's going to believe in you is you, and not everybody sees the biggest picture out there, the big, big picture of life itself for yourself until you walk that path, and not everybody's going to know if you got to walk that walk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you walk that walk. You don't just talk the talk. That's why you are who you are. Booming, booming. You know what I'm saying? Live on the line on us with Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Listen live and call in at 347-826-7722 and talk to your man, Booming, Booming. So, Booming, you actually read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is one of our favorite books on Lush Radio Online, where we do, you know, we sit down and have book talk on the show. What was one of the important parts on Rich Dad Poor Dad that really stuck to you after reading that book?
I read a couple of the series, and it was a while ago, it was a couple of years ago. But one thing that did stick out to me, I remember when they was talking about, they was talking about this war that was going on, and it was a dude, right? It was a captain, and they was going to take over this land. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When they was taking over the land, this is vaguely, man. Don't quote me word for word because it's been a minute, but this is what I vaguely remember from it. It was going to take over this land, and the troops, when they got off the ships, he burnt all the ships behind them. And the whole moral of burning all the ships behind them was like, hey, we finna take over this land or we finna die trying. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't no turning back to get to this point. So I applied that to my regular life. I said, look, man, if I'm gonna do this, I'm burning all these ships behind me, man. I'm not retreating. I'm finna take this over. I'm finna do this for real. And that's one of the mindsets, state of mind that book put me into. And there was a few other things as well as far as, you know what I'm saying, investment things and, you know, as far as, you know what I'm saying, being an investor instead of an employee and a lot of different things like that, you know, the quadrant. And it's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to refresh myself on it, but I applied a lot of that stuff to my life and to my business because, you know, like, I own shoe stores and everything. I started out selling shoes out the back of the truck, you know what I mean? So by after reading that book, you know what I mean, I was making like $5,000 a week, you know what I'm saying, just selling, going around and applying my knowledge and my hustle to really get out here and make something happen. And burning them ships behind me.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's just, I mean, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is very enlightening book. Along with that, Who Moved My Cheese and 48 Laws of Power, some of the books that we definitely, you know, imply to everybody go check out and read and stuff, and Russell Simmons' Do You. But that book is definitely inspiration in my life also in regards to, you know, starting a business and taking the idea, you know, and
right.
pushing it on and make it into reality, which you have done right now. With you and your business partner, how important is it as an artist and as a CEO to learn the business nowadays? How important is that for you? And what is the hardest thing you find in business?
Well, it's really important to in business with my business partner, first thing, man, is loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in business with somebody, you in business with somebody. It's about good character and finding people with good character. A lot of times, man, if you don't have a good foundation, you know the house don't fall. You know what I mean? So establishing a good foundation with the people you're in business with is the first key to starting your business. You know what I'm saying? If you can't, if y'all don't have a good working relationship and y'all both ain't bringing something to the table, it's going to be a shaky foundation. And being loyal is one of those key elements in starting off a business when you're with somebody else. You know what I mean? You're going to have to trust into that person, and that person's going to have to entrust into you and the people around you. Once you build that business structure with that partner, then a lot of stuff can be, you know what I'm saying, negated by the structure that you put in place, you know what I'm saying, once you build that foundation. Instead of building your walls with straw, you build it with bricks, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that if we get into that, man. So, you know, we're going to have to set up a seminar now.
we definitely going to have to set up a seminar. You got a lot of jewels, man, because I seen you on your Music 101 dropping them jewels, baby. We going to have
right.
to have a segment for you, man.
All day, man. All day.
Got some things, man, for real. But we got some music from you, because for the people that didn't hear it earlier, we're gonna drop some music and we're gonna come right back and let some of the people will call in and ask some questions. Bear with us for a second, but we're gonna play some of that LA, the Boom Man music for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And your man definitely got some hot bangers for y'all. So you know what I'm saying? This is definitely a favorite from my boy Future Guru, Man Down. So we're going to play this joint for him. This is dedicated to him, and we're going to come right back. Boom, man, boom, man.
A lot of people want to try me on my team. Try to take me out of the game. But they don't understand, man. I stay locked and loaded, man. Stay busting at the enemy. They try me again.
Yeah, we good, man.
Y'all want to try me, my nigga, man. Man down. I don't do shit for free, so you better man down. Yeah. Fuck away.
split the eight, killed the parking lot. I'm flexing hard on them, showing off the watch I bought. So many diamonds, gave your girlfriend something to talk about. Grand down, every shot, get a dice a shake. Hands down, I'm the man across the USA. Just got out the other day, and I put my plan down. Fall off in the club, all the bitches screaming, man down.
You don't wanna try me, my nigga, man down.
We gonna do it. We gonna do it. I'm gonna shoot a short film. We gonna do it.
do it, and when you do it and stuff, when you do the short film, make sure you send me some tickets because I want to come see it. I want to stream it. Make sure you send me some tickets.
I got you front row.
Okay. Front row seats, okay? Like Carte Blanche. Definitely, man. I definitely want to see that go through. So, you know, this is Freestyle Friday, Follow Fridays. And any shout-outs you want to give, anybody we should follow on Twitter that, you know, supports you or anything like that, that we need to follow, and also put your Twitter out there for the people also.
Okay, look, man. It's way too many people. I'd be on here for hours trying to tell you 400 members. But I'm going to say this. If anybody you see with MMI at the end of their name, man, follow them, man. Shout out to ETG, Everything Green. Shout out to Future Guru. You know, salute you. Salute New Jersey. Salute New York. Everybody up north that's rocking with Boom, man, from the south, man. I know up north is harsh critics for them to even accept me, man. I'm rocking with y'all. Salute Real Talk, my street associate family. Salute, man, everybody who booming, man, who out there on their independent hustle, who on their major hustle, who really making moves, man. You know what I mean? Salute. That's all I want to salute to, man. I don't want to do too much because somebody going to be like, man, you didn't shout me out. You forgot about me.
Well, not everybody can get shout outs out there. You know what I'm saying? That'd be like a 2-3 hours long and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because you got too many supporters, man.
Salute everybody, for real.
Can we get a big shout out for to Lush Radio Online? A quick drop, real quick, from you, Boom Man.
Say that again.
I said, can we get a quick drop from you, Boom Man? You know, this is Boom Man. I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Can we get that real quick?
Lush Radio Online.
Yes, baby.
Man, this your homie Boom Man. Shout out to Lux Radio Online. Booming.
That's what it is. We love you a lot. We support you. And we wish you nothing but success on everything that you're doing. And we see nothing but success for you. And, you know, continue to do what you do no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop for nobody. Forget the haters. The haters only show us that we're doing what we need to do out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Lush Radio Online supports you, and we're going to continue to support you. As long as they send us your music, we're going to continue to play it and support it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to throw it to Guru if he got any last words for you, Boom Man.
Okay, I already picked
up. Boom Man, you already know what it is, man. But for the most part, man, I'm gonna keep sending them joints to Lush, man. She's going to have you in the rotation, man. We appreciate the drop. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the support, man. You know what I mean? And we got to go places, man. You know, come up top. We're going to make it all right, man. That's how we're going to do it, man. I'm making sure DJs and I'm making sure everybody that's following me, man, get a hold to this music, man. They know what it is. They know my theme music is Man Down. They see me putting it out there. They know what it is, dog. I ain't playing with it, man.
And I already be homie, man. I appreciate that, man. A lot of love, man. Blessings going to come back to you, bro, man. I appreciate the support, man. You got to give support in order to get it. Yeah, and you definitely got mine. So,
Boom Man, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, man. Don't act like no stranger. Follow us on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, baby.
I got you.
Make sure you follow us, and we tell you and stuff, man. And keep doing what you're doing, man. And, well, fellow soldier, I salute you. Make sure you send me that military joint because I want that. And, you know what I'm saying, congratulations on all your future endeavors and all that like that. You guys know what it is, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate all that, man. Before I get out of here, I need y'all to do me a favor, though.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
It's your girl, Ro.
Yeah.
Lush Radio Online. I need y'all to let me know. MMI is not a movement. This is the takeover. Chill.
Ha. That's real.
That's what it is. That's what it is. If you don't know, now you know. MMI is not a movement, it's a takeover. And if you don't understand that, I'm going to take my backhand and snap you myself. Let go. That's how we're going to separate all
off. Yes, you will. I almost caught that backhand a couple times. Man, I almost got rolled up today. Well, my CEO don't play. I'm going to just put it out there. That backhand comes down hard. Watch out.
Man,
just watch out twice.
That's what
she
it is, man.
She breaks backs.
I definitely do break backs. So I break them. I definitely do.
I appreciate you.
Word. But that's what we do, man. Boom, man, booming. He keeps it booming. No matter what he touches, turns golden, baby. And that's what he do, man. Constant motivation, you know what I'm saying, and constant rotation all day, every day, man. This is what we do all day, MMI. Make sure you put the stamp on it. It's official. It's much love from Lush Radio Online, man. And we put a stamp on it, and we mailed it to you. You heard? And this is what we do all day. Let go.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man.
All right, for sure.
Thank you, too, man. We know you busy and stuff, man. But we ain't going to hold you up. But this ain't the last time we're going to have you on. Hopefully you can come back through. You know what I'm saying? You family now, so you come whenever you want to, man.
Already. We're going to do that.
That's what it is, man. We just had your boy, Bullet Man, live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here from your man, Boom Man Booming, featuring Titty Boy, a.k.a. 2 Chainz. And you got it. We up in here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Him and my street associates.
Yeah.
3LG. Okay.
Boom,
okay.
Man, boom.
They do it.
Out here in the industry, and this is what we do, support artist trying to do things out here, and we definitely support him, and we want you to continue supporting him. So it's Boom Man_MMI. So follow him on Twitter at Lush Radio Online and at FutureGuru100. And shout out to everybody that's following us on Twitter and everybody that's supporting Boom Man. We definitely appreciate all that. You know, definitely rocking. It's Friday, and you know, get the fuck out of here Fridays. And you know what I'm saying? For all them cats that's not tuning in to Lush Radio Online, get the fuck out of here. On top of that, you know what I'm saying? If you're not taking care of your kids out here, and these kids is out here suffering, and you sitting here talking about you doing this, you doing that in the streets, but your kids are starving, then you got to get the fuck out of here. Get your mind right. Get your life together. Do what you got to do. Shout out to all my people that's out there, you know what I'm saying, in the streets that's in the struggle, people that still don't got no jobs, you know what I'm saying? Continue to be an entrepreneur and get that money and do what you do, man. I don't know how you get your money. Just get your money. Take care of your kids and take care of yourself, man. And for all those cats out there, I know sometimes you're stubborn. You don't want to go to the doctor. You don't want to go to the dentist. Go get your teeth checked, you know what I'm saying? It's something serious. We got to get them checked at all times. Go ahead and get your body checked and stuff. Go to the doctor. Get your physicals. Do what you got to do. Because you know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to look out for us but ourselves, man. This is what we do. Lush Radio Online, we're not doing it for us. We're doing it for you. We are the people's voice, man. And this is what we do. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it over here and play some Neo right here. I want everything tonight, man. Neo, let it out.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
I want all of you.
Queen and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing, hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing. So keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Might not get tomorrow, let's do it tonight.
like right there from Neil, and I got another song that I like from Neil, and it's Beautiful Monster. It's a lot of y'all women. I love y'all women, and I love y'all men, but sometimes I know, fellas, y'all got this lady. She's beautiful, but she's a monster, and she go hard in the paint. So this is Neil, Beautiful Monster, and we're just going to keep rocking out with music, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. And, yo, I go so hard in the paint, man. It's crazy. I'm on here. I got a big, crazy toothache, but I'm still rocking out because the show must go on all day. Let's go.
All my life and the hereafter, I've never seen anyone like you. You're a knife, sharp and deadly.
In your pants for us not to make the bed quick. there goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, or I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. So, so ugly, money so handsome. This the fucking anthem, get it? The fucking anthem. Early in the morning, this is all I'm really wanna talk too much shit, but you love it when I talk like a lost shit. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we about to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You can just go through a K bone. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Take it to the car. Bloop, bloop. That's it. Look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rest, girl. Let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah.
I'ma take my time. Do it how we will. Just to set the mood. Girl, I brought some modern day. It's our last. Just let the song play. This was all inspired by a little Marvin Gaye and Saturday night.